Welcome to Native Talks, Jen again, and today we're talking about using positive language. Using positive language teaches how to alter language so it comes across as positive and constructive rather than abrasive, hostile, or confrontational. Using positive language tends to reduce conflict, improve communication, reduce defensiveness in others, and helps portray the speaker and writer as credible and respectable. Language is an exceedingly powerful tool, whether you communicate orally or in written form. The way you express yourself will affect whether your message is received positively or negatively. Even when you're conveying unpleasant news, the impact can be softened by the use of positive language. Today we'll look at ways you can communicate in a positive way that is more likely to elicit cooperation rather than argument or confrontation, and whether you're communicating with clients or customers, staff, or other government employees, you can use positive language to project a helpful, positive image rather than a destructive, negative one. It is very easy to fall into the negative language pattern. Many of us do so without even being aware of it, particularly in written communication. Take this as an example. We regret to inform you that we cannot process your application to register your business name, since you have neglected to provide sufficient information. Please complete all sections of the attached form and return it to us. While this is polite, albeit a little bit formal, it's also really, really negative. It includes several negative words, cannot, neglected, and it also has a tone that suggests the recipient is to blame for the problem. Contrast this example with a rewritten, more positive approach. Congratulations on your new business. To register your business name, we need some additional information. If you return the attached form with highlighted areas filled in, we will be able to send you your business registration certificate within 2 weeks. We wish you success in your new endeavor. Note that the negative example tells the person what he or she has done wrong and doesn't stress the positive things that can be done to remedy the problem. The information is all there, but it sounds bureaucratic, cold, and, well, negative. The positive example sounds completely different, though it contains almost identical information. It has a more upbeat and helpful tone. Negative phrasing in language often has the following characteristics. Tells the recipient what cannot be done, has a subtle tone of blame, includes words like can't, won't, unable to, that tell the recipient what the sending agency cannot do, does not stress positive actions that would be appropriate or positive consequences. Positive phrasing in language have the following qualities. Tells the recipient what can be done, suggests alternatives and choices available to the recipient, sounds helpful and encouraging instead of just bureaucratic, stresses positive actions and positive consequences that can be anticipated. Think about not only what you're saying, but how you're saying it. The first step to preventing totally avoidable conflict and confrontation is to start using positive language. It's really that easy. Try first using positive language in written material, and eventually it'll translate into your spoken language.